The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your babiest baby, baby, Griffin McElroy. Back in the saddle, fuck nuts. Sorry, I just wanted to say back in the saddle.
I just got back from a brunch with our nanny.
Oh, how's she?
She is doing well. She has been in town for the week. And we went to Black Sheep for brunch, and I was instructed to give you guys these two kisses. Mwah.
Mwah. Which one did
I? The first one was for Travis, and the second one was for Griffin.
What did you have?
I wanted the second one, so I'm happy about how that turned out.
That one sound more your
speed. The first one was pretty dry. And if I'm going to get a nanny kiss, I want those wet smackers. Is that a scared laugh or an uncomfortable laugh?
It's a little bit. It's sort of in the middle there.
Justin, you're dancing around the issue. What did you have for brunch? Inquiring minds want to know.
Listen, I had chicken and waffles.
Nice.
You get this. The chicken is in Honey Nut Cheerios. Don't mind if I do.
Like, wait, just like a bowl of cereal?
No, it's like ground up and fried in that. How about I do that with you?
That sounds wonderful.
What did our sweet nanny get?
Sweet nanny got blueberry French toast. It was so sweet. She asked for more syrup. Because there wasn't enough.
She got sweet teeth. She got a bunch of sweet teeth in those wet lips.
Also, she told me that she's really into Arrow and is looking forward to checking out Flash.
We can't.
All the CW programming, Arnani is down with it. So if you've got any questions about Arrow or the Flash, check out Arnani's podcast, TV with Nani.
She into Heart of Dixie? She all caught up on Heart of Dixie?
Yeah, you know she's into Heart of Dixie. I think that's how she got her foothold in the CW network. Listen, as funny as this has all been...
Has it?
I want to help people. That's what we came here to do. It's been a while since we've recorded an episode remotely. Want to say another huge thank you to everybody who came out to the live shows at New York and the People's Improv Theater.
Thank you for all the gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to say thank you again to Prohibition Bakery. I've been talking about their alcoholic cupcakes like since we got back. I've been preaching the good word.
And that nice couple from Florida that like shipped Diet Cheer Wine to New York to give to us.
Amazing.
So many sweethearts. Amazing. So many sweethearts.
And we got some like glorious like gourmet chocolates, and I cannot remember who they were from. So if they're from you, send me an email or a tweet and let me know so I can...
Sorry, guys. Y'all sent us too many gifts.
And Justin Gray was there. He gave us some art.
Oh, yeah. That shit's made. Dope. I'm framing that.
Oh, and so for the people that asked, the merch that was available during the live show will be available for sale online as well, but not until after the LA live show.
We'll be deploying those other two live shows and our upcoming LA live show, which sold out in I think 11 minutes. So thank you for that, Los Angeles. We'll be putting all those up eventually as the need arises.
We're trying to break it up because we know that live shows aren't everybody's bag, so we're trying to like intersperse.
I'm sorry that the audio quality wasn't like awesome. We were hard pressed to find a good solution for that, but. We
originally had more time to tech the show, but because we did a 1:30 show, we had to rush it 1:30.
Good job, everybody.
Well, and that's going to be the episode. So thank you guys very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
This is the new face of my brother, me. We can play for 4 minutes. You got to do ads. So we'll edit in ads between the 2 minutes of complaining. 2 minutes up top, 2 minutes back.
I love Nature Box and fucking hate everything else. Blah.
Let's help people. That's what we came here to do. I recently had to kill some time waiting for a friend to get home and decided to get some Taco Bell.
Oh, the best way to pass time.
I relaxed in my car in the parking lot to listen to some Mabim Bam.
Name of our show.
Got it. Eat tacos while I waited for my friend to get home. Once I was done with I love this question. Once I was done with my tacos, I was still hungry. Would it be weird for me to go back in and get some more drive-thru tacos, knowing that the girl in the window just saw me there like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, fucked up.
I think you can pull it off. When you roll up to the window, you just say, again.
Again.
That's hit me again, taco tender.
I'm gonna have to cut you off, sir. You've had three Doritos Locos.
I think this is from Fretful Fourth Meal, but I think you mean fifth, technically speaking. If you have another fourth meal, that makes it your fifth meal, or 4.5.
Your eighth meal, possibly.
I think it's wonderfully sweet of you to worry about this. If you think that you are like the only person that day that did that, yeah, then you're a little naive, my friend.
Hey, Sheila. Yeah, I'm scooping back around for a double dip.
Oh, Tony.
Hi, sir. Welcome to Taco Bell. What would you like? Oh, you know what I fucking like. That same shit. One Mogian. Can I get the Barry One Mogian special?
Barry, we have asked you repeatedly to just order twice as much food.
I like it to stay warm. It's cold by the time I get to number 6.
Let me get the number 18. Do you mean 2 number 9s? One more again. All right.
I actually mean 6 number 3s.
Actually, however you want to break it up, it's all pretty much just ground up bread and cheese.
Can I get a treinta of your Doritos Locos, please? Por favor. Grazie.
Mediamente, senor.
Uno mon again.
How late is your friend that you had time to drive to Taco Bell, drive back to your home, and then contemplate driving back to Taco Bell?
You know what's the craziest part of this question is, I got some time to kill. I'll go eat some shitty taco. Like, typically you do that when your gut needs sustenance or gym mats, which is the more accurate. I need to put ground up gym mats in my tummy.
So we've had a lot of fun here today. I want to call BS on this question. There has never been a human on planet Earth that has finished eating Taco Bell and thought, that's a decision I'd make again. If I could play that again, I'd play it the exact same way. I think I really played it well the first time.
You know what? I just did a perfect job. I did a perfect job in that Taco Bell drive-thru.
I think at that point you have to go back and just ask for a sack full of Cinetwists or whatever they're called. Just like, I'm back for dessert. You tempted me with your dessert menu.
Are Cinetwists just churros that they chopped up?
Yes. They're just murdered churros.
I wish they'd be more forthcoming about that.
I think they have real-ass churros now, but it's like, you know, it's the Taco Bell style. So they're like,
it's just
in Doritos.
It's a bunch of cinnamon twists glued together. I made a composite churro. Enjoy it.
We ground up cinnamon twists, then batter dipped a chicken tender in it, then fried it. It's a churro?
Here's the second one. That sounds baller.
Sounds fucking really good. I would get good,
fucking
actually.
Super.
That's on the breakfast menu, I think.
Just put on a large mustache and a sombrero.
That's racist.
Again, and it's a disguise. It's not.
Yeah, racist. Super racist disguise. Wow, somebody went to the Macklemore School of fast food disguises. It was an accident. It was an accident. I went to Taco Bell in a super racist Mexican costume. It was an accident.
You got to go through and say, I've traveled back in time to find myself from the past. Did you see me come through here earlier?
Also, can I get a composite churro? Can I have exactly, I'll have what he's having past me, I mean.
The only way I can track myself down is to eat the exact same thing past me ate and then see the feelings that leads, what buildings.
Have you guys seen Looper?
It's exactly that.
Except you're going to Taco Bell, so it's Pooper.
I'll eat what he ate and then get on the interstate driving the same direction he was driving, and then I will know where he stopped to have diarrhea. y'all want a Yahoo?
Yeah. hope that helped.
Didn't. This Yahoo was sent in by Emerald Member. Level 14, Yahoo Shaman, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Nick, who has a 0% score on Yahoo
But
Answers.
He scored Nick?
What?
That's his username?
His name is Nick.
I just thought that would go quick.
Oh, I don't know if they have to be unique, because there's somebody here named Michael, and a Frank, and a Chantel. Anyway, Nick asks, how come my uncle thinks that my hobby is stupid and weird? I am an elevator enthusiast, and I film myself going up and down in an elevator and upload it to YouTube. I like riding high-rise elevators in office buildings, and I get a lot of money in my hobby. My uncle thinks that my hobby is stupid and weird and is a waste of money. He thinks that paying for gas and parking is a waste of money. Most of the time, I only have to pay $5 for parking at a garage in downtown of any city I go to. How come my uncle thinks that my hobby is weird and stupid and is a waste of money?
So, listen, I want to be super clear here.
Please.
Because if Roman Mars has taught me anything,
yeah,
there's some amazing shit when it comes to like architecture. And I imagine the way that elevators work, it's super cool. And you could find some like old timey, like, you know, they had a elevator operator and they're super cool and awesome. The idea of filming oneself riding an elevator for the enjoyment of others,
I don't give a fuck. It's the
stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I don't give a fuck if it's like a glass bottom elevator that like goes up Tokyo Tower at night. Oh, it's so beautiful. The cherry, but I would not watch that fucking video on YouTube. Also, that situation doesn't exist because almost all elevators are little windowless coffins that you lock yourself in for 20 seconds.
Hey, speaking of, did you guys hear about Willis Tower?
Oh, but the glass. Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Holy shit. Willis Tower, Sears Tower in Chicago. The tallest tower, basically, in the world. If we give in
to calling it Willis Tower, then what hope is there for our children?
The terrorists already
won. Sears Tower.
Sears Tower.
Sears Tower.
Has these glass overhangs that were supposed to hold up to 5 tons, and you go out and you stand on them, and then you just look down, and then it's nothing but net. And by net, I mean falling death. And you stand out there. Justin, Travis, and I had giant Tanuki balls, and we got out there like, what's up? Just us in free space. And we took all kinds of pictures like, look how cool we are. We'll never die. Somebody took a picture up there last week. Glass broke in the bottom. Didn't shatter. They didn't fall through. But they heard crunch later. I guess I weigh 5 tons. Time to get on CrossFit.
Can you imagine being the employees up there when it's like...
Oh, no, go, like, go. No, go ahead. Oh, come on. That little girl's doing it. What are you, a pussy? Oh, shit.
I led to the death of a family of four.
Not again.
Do you know like how different my life is now that I have a child on the way versus then? At that exact... Jesus Christ, my wife snuck up behind me and scared the shit out of me. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about something else. It's okay. Hi. All right, bye, sweetheart.
Good radio.
What just happened?
Sydney literally snuck up behind me and scared... It's okay, we'll edit this part out.
That was a nice moment. I'm going to leave that in. That was a nice moment.
I love it. Sweet, I remember very frightful.
You're talking about how much your life has changed.
Yes. Oh, thank you. That's right. It's crazy how much my life has changed now that I have a child on the way. When we did that initially, it was right before our first Chicago live show, and our only Chicago live show, I guess. And I just jumped out there and took the picture and didn't give it a second thought.
I
wasn't scared at all.
I was terrified of...
Travis was terrified. Not me. I don't give a shit. Today, if you asked me to do that today, not only would I not take the stupid elevator up to the top, I would like... It would be like, who's that guy welding shut all the doors to the weird glass-breakable coffins? Oh, that's old man McElroy. This is what he does in his day, is he tries to keep people from dying 24 hours a day. That would be me now. No way I do that.
But does it, let's talk about this. Does it, that seems like an irrational fear to me to be, like go up Willis Tower and be like afraid, because really all it takes is maybe 3 stories and you're donezo. True. 3 stories for me, my bones, my lactose intolerant, calcium deficient bones, 2 stories and I'm gonzo. I'm done.
Basically Humpty Dumpty.
I am Humpty Dumpty with these fucking unbreakable, breakable bones. Anyway, elevator video monetization. What's this guy's secret, and how can I get some of that elevator video money?
You think there's a market demanding this kind of coverage?
He says he makes lots of money doing it.
Okay, he doesn't. But I think maybe what it is for people who are scared about it, that they can, like...
Get over it?
Check out what the elevator is going to be like. Or do you think it's a weird, like, fetish? Always, forever, everything's a fetish. Every moment you see... in magazines, television, like, is fulfilling somebody's weird fetish.
You think it's like a big, big, like, cable-fed pussy? Because if you think about, like, the... if you think about it, like... If you think about, like, the...
How about you think about it?
Then there's, like, it's connected to, like, the pulley by... those wires could be, fallopian tubes.
Mm-hmm. That's glad that you said that dirty word very quietly, Griffin.
Fallopian tubes. What I'm saying...
Yes.
Is that women's... It goes vagina, which connects the fallopian tube. That's the wire.
That's correct.
And then the fallopian tube connects to... the zygote, and that's where the baby comes out of.
That's correct. Nailed it.
And the clitoris is the button for the 13th floor because it does not exist.
Oh.
What?
Maybe I'll try jerking off to this. Like, maybe.
Something's got to work for you.
Something. God, what's it going to be? Gumball machines?
I have entered a phase of my life where I'm dating a lot.
Nice.
When I take... Nice.
You're doing
when
it.
When I take a late... when I take a lady out to a nice restaurant, where do I sit?
Ooh.
Do I sit next to her
for
hand-holding? Or do I sit across from her to look her in the eye and have room to eat my food? That's from which side in Wichita?
Always across the table.
I disagree.
Disagree.
So...
Predictably, I thought this would be the result. That's why I included this question. Disagree.
Here's the thing, Ditto, if I may. I agree with you if it's like a first, second, third date. Correct. I love sitting on the same side as Teresa and talking about all the other couples in the restaurant.
If you can't, if I'm literally, I know this actually an old man, I'm literally at a point now where I don't hear as well. Like if I'm across the table, I feel like I'm shouting the whole time and I can't hear very well. I like to just snuggle right up in that other seat. Why waste a whole booth? We're not children.
Plus, if we sit across from each other, Teresa can see me eating.
Which is not...
It's not a good look.
No, not for continued marital bliss.
No.
The other thing I like about sitting on the same side is that I can demand fruitlessly that the waitress seat another couple in the adjoining side of the booth.
Can you mix it up? Can you mix it up just doubles?
We need euchre partners. Can you please?
we're trying to make new friends at Max and Irma's.
I was just sitting...
Could you send out Max and Irma?
I've been sitting here like literally slack-jawed with shock. I didn't think anybody did that. Eye contact is so much more, I'll just say it, erotic than hand-holding. So you look into the windows of her soul and you have that going for you. It's easier, you don't have to turn your neck to the left or right to talk to them. Both of you have instant bathroom access. That's not a joke.
I know it's not.
I'm surprised at you, Justin, I'm surprised at you most of all, Tin Man, that you're not keeping your exits wide vis-a-vis bathroom.
Do you think I'm ever on the inside? No. Let me disabuse you.
Well, now you've got your wife is pregnant. She probably goes to the bathroom more than you, which is a fact that I never thought would be true.
I am happy to let her out. She can get out if she wants.
You're so kind.
You
don't make your pregnant wife crawl under the table.
No, not unless I drop a breadstick.
I can't.
Then I do ask if she can hop down there right quick.
A little help.
Yeah, sorry, Griffin. This is I don't like sitting across. I feel like there's too much room, especially with some of these big tables. It's really big and there's a crazy amount of distance. And I don't like being that far from my wife. I just like us to be close to each other so we can chat.
Rachel and I only eat at intimate bistros because that's all that exists here in Austin. It's all intimate bistros.
That could be okay. So that could actually be. You may be kidding on the square here, and have hit upon something. All of the restaurants in Huntington have to be built to accommodate whatever the table equivalent of an airplane seatbelt extender is.
Yeah,
every table has to be fit for that sort of
human frame. Yeah,
that sort of frame.
And
I think that might be the problem. Is it's just so far. It's such a distance.
Yeah.
Plus, they have to have all the room for all of the food.
Another thing, you brought up snuggling, and that's just crazy to me because Rachel nor I like to be touched when our mouth is full of quinoa. You know what I mean? Like when I'm
Oh no, I completely agree.
When I'm jaw full of quinoa. Well, no, I'm not talking about because my giant chompers might accidentally remove one of their digits.
Okay, just me? That's cool.
Because I'm not a fucking Wolverine.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I mean like this is not touching time. Sometimes I love my wife, I'm sure that you guys too do love your wives. Sometimes there are non-touching times. Sometimes there are times where you're not
supposed to. But what about when you want to sensually feed each other?
Oh, that's a great question. What about when you do want to sensually feed each other?
Then do it across the table from each other.
But then you risk like dropping the food on the table.
Some people are okay with that. Some people are
sensual. That's not erotic. That's a sloppy boy.
Some people are okay with maybe once a month letting a piece of food not get eaten.
Now, here's the thing, Griffin. I hate to disagree with you, but anyone who's ever eaten with me knows that I leave quite the wake of debris around me when I am done.
Travis, I hate to disagree with you, but you don't hate to disagree with anybody.
That is correct. I love to disagree with you, but... I would say...
And here it comes.
And so, as I was saying, I think that when you first start dating, you should always sit across the table because that's eye-to-eye contact, conversation. It's all key in the getting-to-know-you process. I think once you reach a certain comfort level with each other, I actually usually kind of go the way of the seating. If the you know, host or pulls out the two chairs beside each other, I trust his judgment. I go with it.
You trust his take on your relationship.
Yeah, if he's like, this looks like a side-by-side caddy corner kind of thing. I'm like, okay. Nailed it.
But in a four-seater booth, you guys will fucking just use one bench.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. No, I'm talking like a four-top, you know.
Okay,
like,
I was thinking about a booth, and here I was thinking, like, my brothers are lunatics.
No. Same side of the booth.
Oh, see, I think you are wrong there because that looks like you're waiting for another person or talking to a ghost.
Or that you're just lunatic. I would give that table a wide berth as I walked by to the bathroom for the third time.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I don't care how it looks. I love love, and I love being with my wife, and I'm not going
to
change
for anybody. If you sit on the same side of the booth with your wife, you guys have to practice and coordinate that every time the server walks up, you guys turn your head in unison.
At the same time. Yes.
We need nothing else to part.
We require more Sprite.
Also, we cosplay as the Coneheads everywhere we go. That's the other thing about it.
I was thinking that like a Meet Dave scenario, where you guys have little people powering your human-shaped starships.
You know, like the classic Meet Dave, and everyone will understand the reference.
And your Eddie Murphy starships are powered by Sprite, like in the movie Meet Dave, sponsored by Sprite. Did you see Meet Dave sponsored by Sprite? Did you see Pluto Nash also sponsored by Sprite?
Do you know what would have been a better movie?
He's in deep in the pocket of Big Sprite.
Yeah.
Do you know what would have been a better movie than Meet M-E-E-T Dave?
What?
Meet M-E-A-T Dave.
Yeah. What's the plot? Give me a synopsis.
He's made of meat, and he thinks other people are all controlled by robots. And he thinks that he's the only person that is actually flesh and bone. He's insane.
Okay.
And he's Tony Shalhoub. And
he's just cutting open people looking for their tiny.
He's cutting open people looking for the robots inside.
There's no Eddie Murphy in here.
Right. He's looking for the little Eddie Murphy inside all of us.
Well, aren't we all?
And it turns out he's a serial killer. And who should stop him but Batman?
Okay. Played by Eddie Murphy.
Meet Dave, Gotham Knights.
Eddie Murphy can't play more than one role in the same movie at the same time. What are you talking about? Madman?
He's everybody in Mad Men.
How about another Yahoo Answer question?
Yeah, hit me.
I can't believe you sit on the same fucking side of a booth as your wife. She seems to like it,
but this is probably one of those deathbed confessions I want to hear about.
This Yahoo was sent in by Anna Schlumbaum. Thank you, Anna. It's by Yahoo Answers user Davis B. 0% best answers. A lot of shitheads on this episode. Davis B. asks, what are the top five best tuba brands? I have I have no idea what the best tuba brands are, except I know Yamaha is probably good. If Miraphone isn't in your top five, what do you think of it? You don't want a Miraphone.
No.
You don't want a Miraphone.
You want to go with Blasterphone.
Blasterphone is really good. It's a weird, like, sort of acoustic electric mix.
Mm-hmm.
And they cost $4 at a gas station. And it's it is a tuba-shaped toy.
But you'd be amazed.
You'd be amazed at the kind of rich dBs you can get out of one of those.
There's also
bad
boys. A button that makes it sound like a dog barking. Uh-huh. And you don't get that on any of the other, like, upscale tubas.
No. No, there's no dog barks in a Miraphone. Yamaha does if you let a dog bark.
I like a nice inflatable tuba.
Interesting. Not an especially rich sound.
No, but I mean, it's much easier to carry.
Yeah.
And it can save your life if you, like, fall out of a boat.
Justin, did you ever, I don't want to draw up any generalizations here. You weren't a tuba man, right? You were a cornet fella.
No, in the band. I was a euphonium or a baritone horn.
Mm. And what's the difference between a baritone horn and a tuba?
The one you made up?
What? No. It's just they're just other low brass instruments are basically the same. One's more for marching, one's more for concert. At least, I think. I never paid that close attention. I didn't learn all the notes. But I learned maybe six or seven.
And how long
notes.
Did you play?
Blurt, blart, blurt, blart. It depended on how whether it was a whole note or a half note, Trav. And then
can you give me a hold it for can you give me a half note?
Half.
Okay.
There's a 1, 2, 3, 4. Half. Here comes the whole note. You ready? Whole. Quarter note. Quarter. Quarter.
Was it?
Quarter. I got eighth notes coming. Listen to this. Eight. What's that? 16th notes?
No, it can't be done. Can't be done.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6
And now you have to have a tuba battle with
With the devil for your soul. The devil is... Justin went down to Georgia. It took him a long time because tubas are heavy.
He was pretty tired by the time he got there. He took a little nap.
Why didn't you guys go... Travis, you were a tromboner, right?
I was a trombonist, please. The reason I did not go pro with my trombone skills is that there were three other trombonists in my middle school band, and what we did was each of us learned 1/4 of the song, and then that person would play their part while the other three just moved the slides up and down until your part came around, and then you'd pick it up and the other three would drop out.
Was there not like a clear, like, you're playing You Can Call Me Al and during halftime, then you
just,
and it's like,
you just put your mouth to the mouthpiece and go boo doo doo doo.
No, no, but I'm saying there would be like a clear, like, one of you is clearly better than the other, so it'd be like,
Chris Cummings was just amazing. He was the trombone to stop.
Yeah.
I think every trombonist is the trombonist to stop.
We had to have a little talk with Chris. He was making us all look bad. He said, hey, cool it out, hotshot.
I never did band.
That's weird, Griffin, because you're probably the most musically inclined of the three of us.
I mean, I used the instrument of my diaphragm. My vaginal birth control device.
He never got pregnant.
I wanted to, but I didn't know where do you even fucking start? What I wanted to know was, when somebody decides to do band and they also decide that they don't want to do it, but that they have to do it, then do you try as hard as you can to get the piccolo? Because that seems like the fucking jam. Just like, carry around these two AA batteries. All right, yep, I can do that.
This is the crazy thing to me. I remember very clearly the first day of middle school band, and the teacher said, okay, what instrument does everyone want to play? And 50% of the class wanted to play drums, and 50% of the class wanted to play saxophone. And that was it.
Well, that was during the Clinton. That was the Clinton.
Yeah, and she was like, okay, listen, somebody's got to do trumpet. Listen, somebody's got to do trombone.
All of us really enjoyed the new musical phenomena that is Dave Matthews Band.
We
but some
get
of
it.
You, first off, we don't have any violins, so you guys need to leave.
Because neither of you ended up with what I would consider to be a light instrument that I really hope I don't offend you. A couple of lazy fucks can just like carry around in the hot sun.
Now, here's I did use my trombone for self-defense once.
Oh, I remember that. It's the only fight you ever won.
That's
here's
great.
The thing I wanted to tell you about Griffin that you don't know from band. Here is how I remember it. I started learning to play trumpet. That's how I got my start. But my lips were too big to play trumpet well.
It hurt me. Yeah.
Which makes me think that maybe they don't assign them, maybe they just let you pick, because any self-respecting music teacher would take a look at these luscious
that you got from your nanny, clearly.
These luscious kiss machines.
Oh,
said like, I don't know. I think this is a baritone or a euphonium man and not a trumpet man. So I wasted the best year of my life trying to learn how to play trumpet.
Justin, I don't know when the best year of your life is.
It was
but
the,
it defi-
sixth grade
definitely fucking trumpet. Didn't happen at Camac Middle School.
You guys know they closed Camac? You know that both Camac and Miller Elementary are no more. Mm-hmm. Miller was turned to dust, and Camac, we outlived both of them.
Good.
So hooray for us.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to miss those blue streaks. What even the fuck is a blue streak? Get a better mascot. You can't. You're dead.
You're dead. We beat you.
I beat you, middle school. You're the fucking shittiest 3 years ever anyone has to go through. If you're listening to this podcast in your middle school, first of all, that's awesome. Second of all, keep on. Just keep pushing. It's the worst.
It's the absolute pits. My little sister-in-law, Riley, graduated, and I looked at her. I was like, I just want you to know that you've finished the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
There's literally nothing.
There's literally nothing. Trust me. I've gone out pretty far ahead of you.
There is no point in your life at which you go, I am both dealing with as much shit as I did in middle school and also can't, like, I don't know, drink or smoke or drive
nothing.
A car
yeah,
or
none
a boat.
Of the things.
And I'm slowly jizzing a little bit 24/7, and I don't understand why.
Let's go to the next one.
Listen, we start Money Zone with Danger Box every time talking about how hungry you are. How about you order some snacks before you get fucking hungry? Order them now.
I did. I asked them to re-up my snack subscription this week, but they haven't come in yet. Nature Box is, it's like, okay, so you get hungry, right? That happens to everybody sometimes.
Not me.
Okay, and you want a snack, so you go to the vending machine. Oh, my God, it's all chemicals and butter. That's the only thing in that machine, and high fructose corn syrup is garbage. Nature Box is like that. It's like a vending machine in a cardboard box in your house.
That it doesn't,
but it doesn't
have to put money into and doesn't vend stuff. You just open the box and then you open the package and then you eat it.
Oh, so kind of like a box.
Yeah, kind of like a box.
The more we live with this metaphor, I feel like the shine's really off the apple. But it doesn't have artificial
sometimes
stuff.
When you're trying to eat the pralines, it gets stuck in the box. And you have to shake the box.
Get out of there. Oh, wait, it's a box. I can just open it.
The Nature Box lets you pick the snacks you want. You log onto their website, naturebox.com. And you're going to be able to pick the set, like South Pacific plantain chips and everything, bagel sticks and the BBQ kettle kernels, the vanilla almond clusters, French toast granola. That's what I like. It's like a subscription thing. You know, you tell them what snacks you want and they'll send them to you. They're delicious. Ooh, they're good. I'm getting hungry now. Right now, just thinking about them.
And when they send them to you, it's free shipping anywhere in the U.S. So,
Does that include the non-contiguous states?
I must assume so.
Does that include the secret states?
It does.
Better than all of this is that we can get you 50% off your first box. You go to naturebox.com/mybrother, and you're going to get fit and healthy and 50% off. So it's a steal. Don't wait. Stay full, stay strong.
Get fed. Do you think I just scared the shit out of all of our listeners in the secret states? They're like, oh, no, he knows.
Oh, no,
he's
going to
tell all my friends in Upper Montana. It's a secret state on top of Montana. You didn't think anything was up there. Beyond the fog. Beyond the wall. Beyond the fog wall. What is that? It's a secret state called Upper Montana.
Our next live show is in Upper Montana, by
the way. Great. We're in the Badlands of Upper Montana. Inside the spiral cave. All the attendees are going to be goblins.
We're out,
and we will be stoned as shit.
Yeah,
we had to bring a roto cycle, and we'll trade bottle caps for more water rations. It's gonna be a great show.
It's gonna be a really great show. We'll all probably die. Guys, you've tried Hulu on your computer. I know that you have. You're probably doing it right now as we record. You're probably watching, I don't know, Survivor or something. Let me tell you about Hulu Plus, though, because it's a lot better. With Hulu Plus, you can watch current season episodes of your favorite shows, like Family Guy, Parks and Rec, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. You can watch every episode of shows like Community and South Park. But there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there?
Yes.
Great.
Is there?
I'm glad we had this talk.
You can also, aside from just like your mobile device or tablet or whatnot, you can also watch it on computer, smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much like anything you have that you could stream shit to, you can watch Hulu Plus on.
Can you imagine?
They have archived shows, like every episode of older television programming that's not on the air anymore. They have original programming like Deadbeat, a comedy about a pot-smoking guy that talks to ghosts. Don't all pot-smoking guys talk to ghosts, though?
They do. And if you think about how much you pay a month for cable...
$800.
Yeah, and if you're not paying for like some kind of DVR service, they come on and they're gone. That's a wasted resource. You're paying for shows that you don't get a chance to watch. With Hulu, it's just $7.99 a month, and it's always there. So if you say, oh, I don't have time to watch the new episode of Parks and Recreation, it's cool. It'll still be there 2 hours later. You didn't miss it.
From 2 hours later to up until the heat death of the universe.
Yeah.
That's how long your episode's going to last on Hulu Plus.
What if I don't want to pay for it right now?
What's your fucking problem? These guys are giving us money to talk about how great their product is. You could say, like, I want to pay for this right now.
Nothing's going to stop me from paying for this. Take my money.
But we are going to stop you because you're going to whoplus.com/mybrother.
Whoa, want to try that again there, speed demon? Did you just have a typo in your mouth? Did you just have a vocal typo?
Whoplus.com/mybrother. You know, it's a good mental typo when like you are trying to correct it as you say it.
And
you
.com/mybrother. No. Oh, shit. Sorry, I got off the home row.
HuluPlus.com/mybrother, and you get 2 weeks for free. Go there right now.
One more quick thing I want everybody to do. Go to WednesdayWolf.com and make the world stranger. It is...
oh my shit, this stuff is awesome.
Yeah. What are we talking about here? Paintings?
Yeah, it's paintings, drawings. It's kind of... it reminds me a lot. Have you ever read the book The Hungry Caterpillar? If you took those illustrations and ran them through like an LSD filter.
Yeah. A lot of these paintings are painted with, and this is a quote, watercolor, ink, so far so good, and various bodily fluids, not yet convicted of murder, is cool, what cool. This person says. Great, great, great.
Our friends Rush Frushtick and Chris Plant have a video series called The Cooperatives, and they were actually turned into a piece of art. That hasn't come down from my brother and me yet, but I'm holding out hope.
There's some really great, genuinely terrifying stuff in here. A lot of Pokemon, which I appreciate. I might buy one of them, but I don't want to accidentally touch someone else's jizz. Do we get a no-jizz guarantee on some of these paintings?
WednesdayWolf.com and make the world stranger. Go.
Go.
Go. You got to look.
Be free.
Just go look.
Just go look at it.
I got a message for Zach Doring. That's a guess on that pronunciation. It's from Feliza Doring. I bet I didn't get either of those right, and I'm just trying.
You got one out of four so far.
Okay. Zach.
Oh,
I am so proud of everything you've done in the last couple of years. I love you so much. Congrats on 10 years of service, and welcome to civilian life. Love, KK. P.S. Deployment emails have been taken to a new level. So
I don't know what that means, but it sounds intense.
Zach, thank you so much for your service. It is not specifically outlined if you were in the military or maybe some sort of underground secret spy crime ring.
He was in the Upper Montana Police.
In the Upper Montana Mounted Police.
He was a barbarian in the Upper Montana Police Force. he was a potion alchemist. Thank you for your help up there.
You know, the potion alchemists, they don't see a lot of, like, field time, but it's just as dangerous because they're trying new spells every day, and those shits can blow up in your face.
People think the Bolt Rangers have it easy.
No. And you think that they just, like, the goblins see the fog wall, and they're like, we'll stay back. No, they'll step to it, and fucking Zach, King Beyond the Fog Wall, stays there and keeps us all safe for 10 years.
So really, it's like, thank God for the Upper Montana Mounted Police because they're doing it so you don't have to.
Right.
So...
Yeah, yeah. They're mounted on chocobos. I want to go to this place we've created.
I know! Now I'm sold.
Now I know how Tolkien feels.
Mm.
Felt.
What's up? My name is Jasper Redd, co-host of The Goose Down, along with the lovely Kimberly Clark, and we want to invite you into the comfort and groove of our podcast that encompasses the arts and entertainment. You can check us out at MaximumFun.org, also available on iTunes.
So I have been in my schools. There are program...
Theater?
Yes. I'm sorry. That was a bad pace for me.
Why are you so bad? How did you break up a word midway through in a pace?
So I have been in my school's theater program for 2 years now. And I've yet to click with my drama teacher. He's the kind of guy who picks favorites from his students, and I am not one of them. His favorite students are always the one he recommends to people and gives the best roles on auditions. I'm not a bad actor, but he never really notices me or acknowledges that I'm just as good as them. Do you have any advice for me about how to make him notice me or make him like me more? And that's from Unnoticed Actress.
I have good news for you. He is giving you the greatest gift.
Oh.
He is giving you the drive and desire to become famous and shove it back in his stupid face.
And also he's preparing you for a career of what is going to, and I'm sure you're going to make it. Listen, a lot of people come to us and they say, I got big old stars in my eyes. Ow! And then we say, yeah. But for you, I know that you're going to make it. You are going to face... a lot of neglect.
Mm-hmm. A lot of neglect.
A lot of
You think neglect. You've tasted neglect?
Oh, you don't know fucking anything. It's going to get so much worse before it gets better. It'll get better. And you're going to make it. Ooh, someday I'm going to see your name in lights. But before, I'm going to see your name in shit.
You are on the perfect arc for superstardom. Think about every actor or actress you've ever heard from. How many of their stories start with, well, from a young age, I was coddled, and I was coddled by everybody, and I had a super healthy upbringing, and everybody was really nice to me, and that's why I'm famous today. No, you have to start with nobody acknowledging your existence until you make it.
Do you think that's 100% true? Do you think, like, I think maybe Keira Knightley was, like, from the womb, like, We gotta get this kid famous as fast as possible. Get her on the movie, quick, quick. Go. Look at her face.
Turn on the camera. Is there anything?
Is there a camera?
Just film it.
Give me a camera.
I'll write the script as we go.
Look at that face.
Listen, if you want a Rambo, right? You gotta raise a Rambo, right? You don't coddle them. You gotta raise a Rambo. There's two kinds of actors in this world. There's actors.
There's Keira Knightley and Rambos.
There's Keira Knightley and there's Rambos, right? You're either a Knightley or a Rambo. You're either so coddled that you take it for granted that everything's going to come to you. You don't work hard. You're not out there pounding the pavement, 6 a.m. cattle call auditions until you make it big. You hit that thing. Director goes, that person, they've got the look. I want them in my movie, right? And if you're coddled, yeah, maybe you're a Keira Knightley, but that's literally one in billions.
Mm-hmm. I would say... for everybody, that's definitely one in billions. I want to teach you a valuable lesson, Unnoticed Actress. I am sorry that your acting teacher is not giving you the attention that you so richly deserve. You have great taste in podcasts. But you are given an invaluable opportunity right now to realize that, like, when you are doing this as a profession, there's going to be a lot of times when you don't get the attention you deserve, and it's a great opportunity for you to focus on the work.
Yeah,
I don't know what the work is, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it. It seems like something you should be focused on.
Just like you try to cry in front of a mirror. Mm-hmm. And you do mm-hmm. that for mm-hmm. you do that for just mm-hmm. hours at a time. Just
yeah, and you gotta put yourself in the head of people. You know, like what would it be like to be a guy who didn't like cereal?
Yeah, I'm Matthew McConaughey. Okay. So
nailed it.
That was me. That's me. And what you just heard was the work. And I just became a little bit of a better actor.
Just like that.
Give me another one. I'm the President Barack Obama. Hi. Let me sign that bill. I don't know about drones. So then that was more. Now I could probably do him.
Now can you do Bronco Obama?
Yeah, I'm Bronco Obama. Let me hide. Ooh, look out for that rattler. Hand me that bill to sign into law. He's our Wild West president. So mm-hmm. now I'm a little bit better. I'm going to go audition, actually. I'm going to stop the podcast right here and go audition.
All right, quick edit.
Let me just run out. I got it.
What role?
Bronco Obama.
The role of Bronco Obama in a local auto dealership commercial?
Bronco. I'm assuming. Bronco Obama, and it's in City Slickers 3. Shitty Slickers. It's called Shitty Slickers because they just, like, they know.
Yeah.
They know. Do you guys want a Yahoo?
I want to see Shitty
Now I really want
to
watch
that. Okay, so now I need to go to Upper Montana, and I need to see Shitty Slickers, and neither will ever happen because our ideas are too beautiful to exist. Yeah,
people take movie titles, and then they convert them into, like, porn movie titles. I wish that more people would say, but what if I just made a really bad version of this movie?
Yeah.
I'd call it Shitty Slickers.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it's not a remake. Original script written by that fucking dude who writes all the X-Men movies that are so bad.
If I wrote a show about four women leading really boring, stupid lives, I think I'd call it Sex and the Shitty.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
This Yahoo is sent in by Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. It's by Yahoo Answers user.
Is it too late to do Caroline and the Shitty?
Yeah, it's way too late.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay,
you're just doing City now.
I know. I've tapped this well.
This user's been deleted, been suspended from the Matrix. Not like this.
Send Shitty.
Great. This anonymous deleted user. Are we just going to sit here and think of other movies that have City in the title?
Yes. Yep. Babe Pig in the
City. I was just about to do Babe Pig in the Shippy. Excuse me. All right.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Yes, I have one other thing to say. Sex and the Shitty too.
The Legend of Curly's Gold.
All right.
Shitty of Angels.
Great. Okay. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Can I do one?
Yes, please.
I need to think. Wasn't there what was the movie about the mouse that Michael J. Fox did the voice for?
Stuart Little.
Stuart Shittle?
It doesn't have City in it at all.
It has nothing to do with City, and I thought you were going to say New Jack Shitty.
Oh, that's New Jack Shitty. All right.
Okay.
So this deleted user asks.
Yes.
Is there a way to incorporate a third nipple into sex? I have a third superfluous nipple below my left breast. Although sensation is diminished compared to my other nipple. I almost said regular nipples, but that's hateful, I suppose.
That's offensive.
My typical nipples.
My tipples. I still have enough sensation to enjoy it being touched by a woman during sex. Ooh. However, during sexual encounters, who calls them that? Most of the girls I've known have been turned off or even slightly frightened by it.
No.
Is it really that bizarre to want stimulation in this third extra erogenous zone? Or should I feel guilty and regard this as a birth defect and not a blessing? I learned a lot about third nipples at a wedding I went to recently from a friend who just left med school. He graduated. He didn't leave it.
I hope he left it after.
Third nipples aren't like what I imagine that they were, what Hollywood has made them out to be. Which
you were
is
picturing
like
a whole nother nipple.
I was thinking about like areolas. But no, mm-hmm. You can have just like a little bumpus, a little tipple. Right there, as long as it's on the milk line. So we can be like, like down like on your belly, as long as it's on the milk line, it's probably a nipple. And I'm worried because I have like a freckle there that I've always had. Maybe it's not a freckle. Maybe it's a little bit more insidious and a lot more erogenous than
maybe
that.
That's like your 2.5 nipple.
What if I think the problem with the women that you're dating is that they're not ready. But I think you need to prepare them without spoiling exactly what it is. So try this. When you're at dinner, every once in a while, just start doing a little shake back and forth in your seat and sing like a little like, I have got a surprise for you.
No.
Wait until bedtime.
No.
I have got something secret and special.
There will
for
be
you.
A moonlight revelation tonight. I hope that you like fun buttons.
Don't on this date before dirty time. Or you're gonna miss this special surprise.
All your friends will talk about my fun button that you never got to see. Also, I'm fucking all your friends.
Could you do something where every time, like, the waiter brings dinner, you say, like, I don't know, do I want 2 broccolis? Well, I guess I want 3, because that's one more.
More is...
It's nice to have more, right?
I don't think this is a curse. I think it's a beautiful blessing. Because you will... this person, categorically, mathematically, will experience more erogenous pleasure than any of us could ever aspire to.
I experienced more nipple pleasure this morning than you will in your entire life.
Like, when we reach the end, and God tallies up our score...
When he sorts the line into heaven,
he sorts line
by nipple pleasure.
No, I mean, it's not, doesn't have anything to do with, like, you know, St. Peter letting us in any, like, a cue. I'm saying there's, like,
but just in the book.
I'm saying he's going to take it to the leaderboards and bow. And then there's going to be nipple pleasure. And then this person will have beaten all of us by 50%.
Well, Mike, a lot of our contestants today have experienced a lot of nipple pleasure. But the number one is this weird guy with 3 nipples.
All right, let's go to that radical rock. Mo!
Heaven, in my mind,
uh-huh,
it's just an aggro crag. And it's not like the basic aggro crag. Fuck that basic shit. I'm talking about the global guts crag with like steam and shit coming off. Like the one that like with like buzzsaw traps and shit.
And I imagine that as you walk up it, instead of hitting actuators, you're like high-fiving like Gandhi. And like just all
what's
like,
up, fool? Oh,
there's Einstein. High five.
Gandhi, why were you so chill? Check the chest. Oh shit. I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah. I kept it hidden. That one's not in the diaries. But do you know?
Do you think that if you have a third nipple, isn't that God's way of telling you you should invite another partner into your sexual liaisons? Because it seems like you'll never get full stimulation with just one measly part.
Or one partner also has an extra nipple. 6 nipples, 2 bodies, 1 bed. 6 nipples, 2 bodies.
Because it's got to match up like when you plug a plug into an outlet.
Yeah.
If you just have the 2-prong outlet, but you got the 3-prong plug, like it's not going to work.
Uh-huh. You need
That's why you got to invite another friend who only has one nipple to be your sexual adapter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nice. I think it's God's way of saying you could be a lot more laissez-faire with your nipple security, because if you lose it, good news, back up, just scoot it up.
God, should I go skydiving? I don't know. Fuck it. You got 3?
You got 3.
What's the worst that could happen?
I gave you a bonus one so you could get risky. YOLO, and also... Hold on.
Yep.
What were you trying for?
Which is you have 3 nipples.
Whatever sound you made, it's like the Foley work for the thing stalking me down a metal hallway. That's the noise you made with your mouth.
That was the original song, but Drake couldn't find a thing to rhyme it with.
You only have 3 nipples? Oh, crud. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for joining us. Want to give a huge thanks to Hulu Plus, where you can binge thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere. We're going to get you a free trial of that by going to huluplus.com/mybrother.
And make sure you check out naturebox.com as well. They've got hundreds of wonderful snack choices. You're going to dig it and get 50% off your first order if you go to naturebox.com/mybrother. Go check it out. Do yourselves a favor.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. If you were at Max FunCon this past weekend, you probably got a chance to hang out with him. You piece of shit. Sorry, I'm just jealous. I bet that'd be a cool life experience.
No big deal.
Not a big deal. Thank you to everybody else who came to our New York shows. Thank you so much. And to everybody who's going to be at LA. We can't wait to see you.
It's going to be nice.
Love you.
Do you want to thank,
bring money.
Do you want to thank Tweetos?
Yeah. Thanks to people tweeting about the show using the MBMBAM hashtag, like Dan McKinney, who made some of our mom's famous chess bars for his friend Fuck a D. Nice.
Fuck a D?
Fuck a D. Thanks to Mark Davis, Sick Fallout, Bethany Keeley Jonker, Julia M. Velez, Michael McCullough, who just tweeted just a video of a horse at us, which is fine.
I'll take that.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
It's a horse playing a saxophone, it looks like.
Yeah, why not?
Thanks. Jordan, Duchess of Nowhere, Alex Lavelle, Ryan Peeler, Nicole, Blue Nicole, Aaron Wilson, me. Hello, Justin.
You gotta thank yourself?
Good work, my friend.
Also, good God, Martin. I gotta thank myself.
Martin is an adorable baby who's tweeting about our show, so I'm not sure what's going on there. And everybody else, thanks so much.
Let's shut it down. This final Yahoo was sent in by Aaron. Thank you, Aaron. It's by Yahoo Answers user Chief Keef, who asks, who is the youngest person living right now?
Whoa.
Whoa. Think about
deep.
It.
Deep.
Oh, think about that.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Griffin McElroy, are you thinking about him?
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips. Think about it.
Just think about
think
it.
About it.
Think about it. Teens.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Have you made vacation plans yet? The second annual Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival is ready to set sail this summer, and we want to see you on board. Imagine amazing comedians, stellar music, and beautiful Caribbean views. It all takes place July 25th through 28th, en route to Nassau, the Bahamas. And frankly, we've impressed even ourselves with this lineup of bullseye favorites. You've got Moshe Kasher.
I was in an airport recently. You ever see somebody and you're just like, oh, so you're what's wrong with everything in the world.
Kyle Kinane.
Anybody else in here get so drunk last month you had to call a cab just to take you to Wendy's?
W. Kamau Bell.
So complicated, my feelings.
Morgan Murphy.
I don't know if you guys know what a facelift is. It's when they take your face skin and they peel it away from your face, and in that little space there, that's where they find your self-esteem.
And besides them, Greg Barrett, Chris Fairbanks, Karen Kilgariff, Natasha Leggero, Guy Branum, Tony Kameen, and Carol Cole, plus an awesome music lineup hosted by John Roderick of the Long Winters and featuring our pal Jean Grey. Come on, what else are you going to be doing? Don't miss the funniest weekend of your life. Get your tickets right now. Go to boatparty.biz. Yeah, that's right. Boatparty.biz. The Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival. Comedy, music, shuffleboard.